I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk with Kia.
Now, a jury has been sworn in for the trial of Riad Bouchakar, who is accused of trying to murder three children in Dublin city centre 3 years ago. I'm joined now by Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent and host of the podcast All Rise. Good evening to you, Frank. I know you were there today, but firstly, can we go back a little bit and can you remind us, please, of the details of this case?
Well, the charges arose from an alleged knife attack that is said to have taken place on Dublin's Parnell Square back in November of 2023, the 23rd of November 2023. Riad Bouchakar is facing three counts of attempted murder relating to three children, two girls and one boy. He also faces one count of causing serious harm to a woman, three counts of assault causing harm to three others, including two other children and a man. And he is facing a knife offence too in relation to that alleged attack. Those charges were put to him today. He was arraigned on each of them and he pleaded not guilty to all eight charges. So what happened next was a jury was selected. Nine men and three women eventually sworn in to hear his trial, which could take, we heard today, up to 5 weeks.
Okay. Frank, today the actual proceedings and what occurred?
Well, today was just jury selection. The case won't open properly until Wednesday. That will be an opportunity for the prosecuting barrister to take to his feet to address the jurors for the first time and to outline the state's case against Mr. Bouchakar. As I say, he has pleaded not guilty to all of those charges. But a couple of things happened today, I suppose, before the jury was selected. The trial judge, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt, addressed the jury panel. And he gave them a fairly comprehensive warning in terms of who should, or perhaps more importantly, who shouldn't sit on this jury. Riad Bouchakar has denied the charges. He is therefore entitled to a presumption of innocence and a fair trial. So with that in mind, and again, before the jurors were selected, the judge addressed the panel, outlined a number of important principles and practical matters. He stressed that the accused is entitled to a fair trial, as I say. He is entitled to an open-minded jury and jurors who are impartial and objective. And he said that anyone who felt that they could not approach this case fairly or perhaps already had a firm opinion in relation to it, he said they shouldn't sit on the jury. And given the significant attention surrounding what is alleged to have happened on Parnell Square in Dublin back in November of 2023, the judge warned that it was inevitable that many people that had answered their jury summons today may have heard about the case. They may have been exposed to media coverage, discussion online or elsewhere, commentary. Some may be familiar with what happened after the events. He didn't go into any great detail in relation to any of this, but he said that it was nothing to do with this trial. And he again cautioned the jurors against bringing their own opinions, assumptions, any personal baggage into the jury room. He emphasised that jurors must keep an open mind until all evidence has been heard. Now, we didn't today, as I say, we didn't hear any of the detail in relation to the eight charges that Riad Bouchakar is alleged to have committed. But we did hear a little bit more about the accused, in the sense that the judge had to explain that certain accommodations were being made for Riad Bouchakar during this trial. He was one of three people in the dock today, but clearly he's the only one on trial. The others were an interpreter, we learned, and also an intermediary who will help him follow proceedings and ensure again that he gets a fair trial. And the judge told the jurors today that that was because of his ability or otherwise to sustain attention and concentration. He said that he had an acquired brain injury, and that was as a result of brain surgery that he had in 2021 for a benign tumour, and also a head injury that he suffered in the course of what the judge said was the intervention of members of the public in the aftermath of that alleged attack at 2 years after the brain surgery. We heard that Riad Bouchakar will require more than ordinary patience from the jurors. There may be frequent breaks, opportunities for him to consult with his legal team throughout. And the judge also said, and he pointed out, that Riyad Boushakar had been found fit to stand trial. He said there was no suggestion that he was suffering from a mental disorder at the time. And he said that in due course, the available verdicts will be the ordinary ones, guilty or not guilty.
Okay. And finally, Frank, you mentioned this is going to start on this Wednesday properly, the trial. How long do we expect it to run at this point? Do we have any idea?
Well, the jurors were told today to make themselves available for up to 5 weeks. It is hard to tell at this point whether or not it will go the distance, it will go up to that 5 weeks. But because of the fact that certain accommodations are being made for Mr. Boushakar, I mentioned those regular breaks and the fact that he will be given opportunities to consult with his legal team, there is perhaps a risk that it will go on longer than ordinarily expected. So the jurors were told to make themselves available for up to 5 weeks, just in case that turns out to be the case.
Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent, thank you so much for joining us. And if you do want to get more detail on the proceedings at the Central Criminal Court, be sure to listen to Frank's podcast, All Rise, the Riyad Boushakar trial, released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.